A budget watchdog group is giving Governor Andrew Cuomo a mixed grade on his budget proposals, saying he's done a good job reining in spending, but is making a mistake by shifting some significant costs to New York City. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The Citizens Budget Commission analyzed Governor Cuomo's budget plan and gives him high marks for controlling spending, says the group's Tammy Gammerman.
We gave the governor the best grade in fiscal discipline because this would be the sixth year that total spending was held to 2% growth. And that is a remarkable achievement for New York.
She says past governors, both Democrats and Republicans, often approve budgets that raise spending in the double digits. The proposed spending limit comes as New York once again has been named the highest tax state in the nation by the Tax Foundation. Gammerman says, in fairness, though, that ranking is based on 2012 data.
But it is true we have been lowering the rate of growth in our spending, not reducing it year to year. So it will take some time for New York's total tax burden to come down and to see any difference in our ranking compared to other states.
The group has some criticisms of the governor's spending plan. They say it doesn't make sense to freeze thruway tolls for 4 years using money from the multi-billion-dollar bank settlements, as Cuomo has proposed. Gammerman says the governor has not yet fully revealed how he'll fund the massive rebuilding of the Tappan Zee Bridge over the Hudson River, which is in mid-construction.
By saying that you're going to hold tolls flat, that essentially takes away a key funding source that you could be using for the bridge.
But Gammerman says the governor responsibly spends the rest of the settlement surplus on one-time expenses. Cuomo also gets some knocks for not spelling out more clearly his $100 billion worth of infrastructure plans, including rebuilding Penn Station and expanding the Long Island Railroad. And Citizens Budget Commission says it's not proven that the over $1 billion in new economic development funds provide a clear payoff of new jobs and economic stimulus. But the group reserves its worst grade for the governor's plan to shift significant costs to New York City by reversing a policy to help the city pick up Medicaid cost increases and by slashing the city university's budget. The governor has since backtracked on those proposals, saying that he merely wants to cut bureaucratic inefficiencies. He spoke on Time Warner Cable's New York One.
At the end of the day, what you'll see is it won't cost New York City a penny.
Gammerman says the governor has been revising his intentions, but his spending plan still clearly spells out reductions to the city.
As it is proposed in the budget, it would be a significant impact on New York City's financial plan.
The governor's budget will be revised before the year-end deadline of March 31 as he negotiates with the Senate and the Assembly. Legislators have already said they want to add more money for schools. Gammerman says if lawmakers want to keep the governor's self-imposed cap on spending, though, then they'll have to find other things to cut. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.